Here's an example of how you can do a thin slice version of a process. So if you're running around doing a million things and you don't have time to do the fully baked, all the bells and whistles version of a thing, then how do you make that easy on yourself and others? How do you keep that simple and straightforward for yourself and others? Let's take the example of new hire training. So let's say that you're a growing company and you have a whole bunch of new hires coming in, and you're still a maturing company. You're still trying to professionalize the organization, so you don't have a robust new hire training. And so you, as chief of staff, are actually giving the new hire training individually, one at a time, as they come in. And you've kind of built yourself this cyclical catch-22 scenario where, okay, I don't have time to make the full new hire training, and I don't have time because I'm doing the manual one-off new hire training, and I one of those things has to give, right? So you can't keep doing them both and say, I don't have time. I don't have time because the new hires are coming in and the new hires need a new training, but I don't have time for the training because the new hires are coming in. So if you're in that situation, you might have to break that cycle by saying, okay, what is the minimally viable product? MVP, what is the thin slice, easy button version of this? In that case, it might be something like, okay, I'm having these one-on-one calls with new hires anyway. Let me record them. And then as you record them, you are building a video bank of new hire training videos. Are they perfect? Are they edited? Are they specific to every new hire? No. But are they better than what you have now? Yes. So you could start collecting those videos and just recording them. You're doing the calls anyway. You just record them and literally put them into a Google Drive folder or whatever system that you use. If you have time, or if this is an option, you could pull out clips of those videos and say, okay, in this 5-minute segment, we talk about something that every new hire needs to know, or is a common question, or is something they might need to refer back to. And so I want to make that easy, and I'm going to pull out this clip and relabel it something clear, and you have that in your video bank as well. So if a new hire comes in, or if a new hire kind of gets into things in real life and they want to refer back, they can go to that video bank and quickly go to that 5-minute video without having to watch the full hour or 90-minute recording. Building off that, you could also pull the transcript from that call, and you could literally download the transcript. Most systems do this easily, and you could put that in the video bank, or you could have a folder for transcripts. Is reading through a transcript a perfect new hire training system? No. Is it better than what you have now? Yes. And is it a different method of learning? Yes. Some people like videos. Some people might like to see it in words, and that's how they learn best. So you've opened up a different option. And again, it's attached to something you're already doing. You're having those individual new hire calls already. Now, if you have time, you can take that transcript and say, okay, let me read through it, or maybe have ChatGPT read through it and pull out some key points or some steps. So if I was walking through a process with a new hire on this video and I say, you know, ChatGPT, pretend you're a new hire for this type of industry, for this type of role, take this portion of the transcript, copy and paste it, and say, give me 5 to 10 clear steps. Boom, 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 boom. You might have a step-by-step guide right there. So that could be super helpful for people. And then later on, you can add screenshots and add arrows and more clear directions and all these different things. But you have a step-by-step guide pretty quickly that you didn't have before. Another thing you could add to this thin slice new hire training is some sort of practicum or practical, maybe something on site. So for example, so I had a client who was in construction, and he would have to go on site at a certain cadence anyway. And we worked together and decided, okay, once a month, he's going to open up kind of a field trip situation where one or two new hires could sign up and go with him. And he would walk the site and he would kind of point out what he was seeing or looking at or checking or concerned about, or things were on track here, here, and here, check, check, check. And he would be interacting with the crew. He would be talking to customers, and the new hires would get to see that in real time. So it was literally a real life example that they were seeing. So that was a good option. I've had other clients who open up something like office hours. So if you think about like school and a professor, how every Friday from 10 to 11:30, I'm going to be available for office hours. Come stop by if you have a question. You could set up a Zoom call and say, hey, I'm available every Friday from this to this, or every other Friday, whatever cadence you want to do. This is the time where I'm going to be available for any question that you have. So if you're going through your day or week, just note these down and I will be able to go through it real time with you during my office hours. And these are completely optional, right? So they don't have to go, and there's no skin off your back if no one shows up because you're sitting there doing other work anyway. And if someone happens to pop into the call, then you'll stop what you're doing and pay attention to them. But that can be a great way to give people access to you and answer their real life questions. In all of this, you can also build in little points of feedback. So feedback is good. And again, if you don't have some really robust, really crazy feedback loops, double learning loops all throughout your new hire process, you can still try to do the thin slice version of those. So in the examples that I outlined, it might be something like, after you go through the video bank, and that could be like 2 to 3 videos to start with, but after you go through the video bank, you take this quick survey. It's an easy 5-question survey that you put together in Google or a free survey service. Okay, well, that gives you a little bit of feedback about what's working for people, what additional information they'd like to see, what resonated really well and they got a lot out of. So you get that little feedback loop. The other pieces are kind of built-in feedback loops. So for instance, something like an on-site or a practical, you are obviously answering any questions they have that they're asking you along the way. And you can also see them, right? So you can see them, oh, that looks confusing. That's a confused face. Okay, that's not making sense. Or people are smiling and energized and like writing notes and picking up what you're laying down. So that's a form of feedback too. And certainly the office hours are direct feedback because you're literally taking on questions and saying, all right, do I see a pattern in these questions? Is there something where, oh, we kind of covered that in a training video, but this is a good follow-up question and I keep getting it. It's probably something that I should address when I have time to put that maybe short video clip in there for this follow-up question. All right, so this has been a new hire training example for how you do a thin slice version, how you do the MVP version or easy button version of what you're doing. So if you are in charge of new hire training and you're in this situation where it's like, oh my gosh, Emily, I need to make this easy on myself, you have some examples and you have some ways to do that. I would carry this principle forward to anything you're doing. So as chief of staff, you will need to step back and say, all right, we don't have time for that as a team. I don't have time for that as a chief of staff, but it needs to get done. What is a way we can move this forward and get it started at all? So get something in place at all. So use this as an example. And if you have any questions about processes or tasks or initiatives that you're taking on with yourself or with your team that seem overwhelming and daunting and so time consuming, and you don't have time, and you'd like help breaking that down or finding the MVP version, then please just reach out and let me know. Otherwise, go forth, be good chiefs of staff, be good leaders, lead well, and serve well.
If you're not interested in gaining valuable knowledge and becoming a better leader, then by all means, don't subscribe. But if you're keen on becoming a highly knowledgeable, more successful, and confident leader, then hit that subscribe button.